Part of today's meditation, now we'll be just seeing introduction part, what is light of the world, and also what is light. A little bit we'll be touching the physics here, about the properties of the light, and contextual background in what situation, what context our Lord Jesus Christ mentioned about, I am the light of the world, and also light, various properties, and also various significances for the light. It's one of the attributes or nature of light is it signifies holiness here, and also it signifies enlightenment, and then it's summary and conclusion. It's very quick this will be, but however, introduction if we go right, John 8:12, it says our Lord, he mentioned he is the light of the world. The Greek word whatever mentioned in the Exodus 3:14, that chapter when Moses saw the burning bush in the wilderness, in the Midianite forest, the word, whatever the word they used, the Greek word, the same word mentioned here, 8:12, I am the light of the world. So that shows I am means I am. That is the name of the God. So same thing mentioned here. And I am the Greek word, that is ego, I mean, that is the Greek word used here. And Genesis 1:3, Bible starts from very beginning, also mentioned about how God created the light, and very end, 21st, just before the 22nd chapter, right, he mentions how he is going to be the, how the Lamb is going to be the light of this new, in the new Jerusalem. Light, if come to the physical, physics properties, it's a form of energy where it's full of photons and all. It travels with the speed of 1,085,000. In understandable language, it covers the whole Earth, our globe, right, 7.5 times in a second. That much fast. Also, we all measure whatever the space travel in terms of light year. Light year means in 1 year, the light can travel in 1 year, that much distance, all the space travel, right? They measure in the light years. So that much faster it is. And then light can travel in any medium, irrespective of whatever the medium, liquid or gas or a solid, whatever the medium it is, it can travel. That is the beauty of light here. And also, it travels in vacuum. Light will not have any shadow. Bible very clearly says about that. The father of light, he will not have any shadow. And it travels always in the straight line. If some obstacle is there, means it gets stops here. But light has the property to reflect or to refract. Now, liquid and all, right, it gets that refraction property. And then if it, there are types of lights here, visible and invisible light. If you see the electromagnetic spectrum, don't want to go too deeper here. Electromagnetic spectrum, there is visible and non-visible, like x-rays, gamma rays, all these things, ultraviolet or microwaves, they are not visible, but whatever we are seeing that comes under the visible, that completely depends upon the wavelength and frequency of the light. So, but our God is visible, and definitely we can experience him, and we can taste him. That is about a very high level about light. Isaiah, he predicted 400, 500 back itself, saying that how our Lord Jesus Christ, he is going to be the light of light to the nations. If you play very carefully, if you see here, it is the nations, Isaiah 49:6. I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles, that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth. The same prophecy got fulfilled when Jesus Christ, when he came onto this earth, when he stepped down onto this planet earth, it got fulfilled. God himself, he alone can illuminate his people in a messianic age. All these verses, whatever I mentioned here, Isaiah 60:19, says the sun shall no longer be your light by day, nor for brightness shall the moon give light to you, but the Lord will be to you an everlasting light, and your God your glory. And also Revelation 21:23, the city, the New Jerusalem city, had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, but the glory of the God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light, and the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light. And the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor. Many religions contain the light and the darkness symbolisms, but John here clearly presents our Lord Jesus Christ as the true light. There are counterfeit lights, like if you see in India, Deepavali and all, they celebrate Diwali. Also, they tell that is festival of lights, which whatever the light, they are telling that it expresses darkness and it is a victory over darkness. But they are not the true lights. But our Lord Jesus, He is the true light. Based upon what characteristics or what properties we can declare is the true light means, we will definitely meditate. All those, whoever meeting all those requirements, qualities, right, they alone called true of light. Nobody meets those requirements apart from our Lord Jesus Christ. He alone meets those requirements. That's why John, he presents Jesus as the true light. Contextual background, if you see, they normally, Israelites, they remember, if we go back to the John 7th chapter, it is about the Feast of Tabernacles or Feast of Booths, or in Hebrew it is called Sukkot. 7th chapter, and it comes to 8th chapter 12th, but some of the first 1 to 12 verses, it is not available in the old transcripts. But from the 12th, it's a continuation of the 7th chapter where Jesus was speaking to the Jews who had assembled there in the temple courts. Most of the people, they are residents of the Jerusalem and also from other parts of the world. They're all pilgrims. They gathered there. There Jesus was addressing them, and then he mentions these words. The teaching may have taken place on the day or after the feast. Normally, this Feast of Tabernacles, they celebrate in remembrance of God's deliverance from Egypt to the promised land. 7 days they celebrate. On the 8th day, they celebrate in a grand manner. So this have taken place maybe on the 8th day, which was also a day of great celebrations. That is the final day. Feast of Tabernacles is nothing but the lamp lighting ceremony. These lights would illuminate the entire temple. They have 4 candelabras. If they, the torch, they lit them, and they light those 4, like one hour, right? In each candle, the light, it illuminates the whole temple. So that much powerful they are. And then incidentally, John, the disciple, he mentioned 77 times in his gospel, in contrast to Matthew, Luke, Mark, all other three evangelists. He mentioned 77 times. And although he mentions he is the light of the world, unlike the three evangelists. The light metaphor was an ancient in Israel's history. It shows the presence of the gods, fire and light. Just metamorphically they show, but it shows the presence of light. He created light on the first day, Genesis 1:3, and the lights on the 4th day also he created. All other lights, one is for ruling the day and the other one is for the night. He mentions he created other lights on the 4th day as well. And then our God, he revealed himself in a flame to Moses in the Midianite desert, Exodus 3. The flame itself, the fire, the burning bush itself, it gives the light. So we can see the presence of light. So always the fire or light it associates has the presence of our God. Also, how Israelites, very proactive manner, protective manner, how our God protect them. During the nighttime, he was as pillar of the fire, and during the daytime, right, he was pillar of the cloud. He led them from Egypt to promised land. You can see all these things in Exodus 13, chapter 21 to 22, and also in Numbers. Also, we could see how God appeared at Mount Sinai in fire. God has associated his presence mostly with the fire and light as per these verses. Psalms 27:1, these are all very familiar verses. Also 36:9. It says, the Lord is my light and my salvation, who shall I fear? That is from 27, Psalms 1, first verse. 36:9, for with you is the foundation of life. In your light, we see light. And one more famous one, 119:105, that says, your word is a lamp to my feet and light to my path. Symbolically, the light presented various characteristics, especially it reveals, it gives particularly about his revelation, also about his holiness, and also it is about his salvation. Light signifies holiness. 1 Timothy 6:16, it says, who alone has immortality, dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power. I mean, that's what Timothy says. He always dwells in unapproachable light. He is the holy God and nobody can approach him. Nobody can see him face to face. So he is holy God. He is separated. So that's why it's so the light, the presence, the brightness, right, is the brightness of God's glory. So nobody can see him directly. So that shows the light, shows the holiness here. And also figuratively, light has two aspects, intellectual way and moral. Intellectually, if you see, it represents the truth. Morally means it represents the holiness. To live in light means we are living in the truth and in holiness. So in contrast to the light, always darkness, it is opposite to the light. It has that is also having two aspects. Intellectually, it references ignorance and falsehood. Morally, it signifies nothing but evil. We are living in evil or in sin before salvation. So that is the aspects that we can remember, walking in the light and walking in the darkness. Romans 13:12, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in devilry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for flesh to fulfill its lust. Ephesians 5:8, one more verse. You were once darkness, but now you are the light of the world, walking as children of light. On ninth verse, it says, Ephesians, same chapter, fifth chapter, but the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, and have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light. For whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you the light. So these are all the few verses about God's holiness, and light signifies its holiness. And out of 7 I am claims, this is one of the claims saying that our Lord Jesus Christ, light of the world. The beauty of this claim is even he made us light of the world. Unlike he says other 6, I am the bread of the life, I am the resurrection, I am the shepherd, or I am the door of the sheep. Apart from all the 6, right, this alone has the beauty, and he made us the light of the world. And his light, when he lights our hearts, then we will become light of the world, and everybody can see us. It is a city that is set on a hill, cannot be hidden. Everyone, we are visible, and all our good works, whatever we do, right, that glorifies him, and we can reflect his light through us. That is one more beauty from this claim. Light signifies enlightening, which thus occupied, this is about Paul, Apostle Paul, when he was traveling to Damascus, right, he sees the light, and then he mentions, while thus occupied as a journey, this is from Acts chapter, while thus occupied as a journey to Damascus with authority and commission from the chief priests, at midday, walking along the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, shining around me, those who journeyed with me. And when we all had fallen to the ground, I heard a voice speaking to me and saying in the Hebrew language, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. So I said, who are you, Lord? And he said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise and stand on your feet, for I have appeared to you for this purpose, to make you a minister and a witness both the things which you have seen and of the things which I will yet reveal to you. I will deliver you from the Jewish people as well as from the Gentiles, to whom I now send you, to open their eyes in order to turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, and they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who are sanctified by faith in me. This is the testimony from Apostle Paul, saying how after seeing the light from heaven, it's nothing but Jesus. It clearly mentioned it is the God. After seeing the God, how he got enlightened and how God used him mightily to transfer that light, whatever the light he received in his heart, to the Gentiles, to the other people, to the Jewish people. So that is the power of the light, which can enlighten, which can lift our hearts, and also it enlightens. When we have the light, it says, Psalmist says, it is a light to my path. When we are going on our path, we can see clearly every nook and corner. We can see every very small things also. That gives the enlightenment, and we can see with our discernment what is good, what is bad, what kind of action we're supposed to take. When we know the word of God, his word, it clearly tells what is bad, accordingly we can walk in that light. So, and also Psalm 18:28, for you will light my lamp, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. Darkness symbolizes sin here. All the evil deeds or immoral activities, everything, right? Only Lord alone can lit our lamp. He can light our lamp, and that makes, enlightens our darkness, and we will be free from our darkness. Our job is to open the door for him. As I mentioned, light always travels in a straight line. If we are not opening the door for him, it will not enter. There itself it stops. So our job is to open our heart, open our every room in our heart. When we open every room in our hearts, he enters, he enlightens it. If we are closing in, it is in the darkness, and we will be doing the same kind of thing. So when we are filled with the light, there is no scope for the sin, there is no scope for the darkness in our heart. So the beauty here is we are living in this dark world, but that should not touch us, and we're supposed to give them the light. And then conclusion here, scientists, they found spots in the sun. That is also, it is the source of the light. It's very bright, and we all know it's a luminous object. They found the spots in the sun, but nobody found spots in the sun of righteousness. That is the beauty of our God. As I mentioned, there are counterfeit lights. Like as I mentioned, Deepavali is a counterfeit. They say that, yes, we are the true light, but how to distinguish what is true light and darkness? This is one of the main things. The God, the person or God, who we are telling he is the true light, there should not be any darkness in him. There should not be any spots in him. Whoever is spotless, blameless, and sinless, they alone the true of light. That is nothing but our good and gracious God, our Lord Jesus Christ. The conclusion here is, God, he led us from the darkness to marvelous light. The reason is to proclaim his excellencies. I was reading in Telugu Bible, it says his qualities, to proclaim his qualities, he made us, he led us from the darkness to marvelous lights. So what all his excellencies, what all his qualities means, we have to tell to the whole world, non-believing society, non-believing world, his goodness, his greatness, how holy he is, what made him to come down, to step down to this world and die on the cross. That's why he made us chosen generation, royal priesthood, a holy nation, people for his own possession, that we may proclaim his excellencies, in whom called you out of darkness into marvelous light. Praise the Lord, we are all walking in the light, and God led us from the darkness to the marvelous light. Let us remember all these things, and this is the way to worship him, and also to bow down and remember his kindness, goodness in our life, and how he blessed us by making us royal priesthood. Tomorrow we are going to rule along with him. When he comes down, we are going to be with him forever and ever. That is the greatest privilege. No other people will have that. We are the chosen people, and God given us that great privilege. We will remember that, and we worship. May God, good and gracious God, bless this message.